Well, last night I knew the outcome of the hockey game because I put a bet on it and I always lose. Anyways, we are now in Lent. And what does Lent mean? It means we're supposed to be getting closer to God. That's what it actually stands for. And I stand before you today a little bit nervous and a little bit apprehensive because a couple days ago I got my chain jerked, so to speak, to put more faith in the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you a little story. A couple years ago I had a fall. It was quite a high fall, and I cracked my head really bad. And it took 7 hours for me to tell the doctors what year it was. And since that point, I've always had a reluctance to just let the Holy Spirit speak and just to be doing my homilies. So I've been reading them ever since then. And my spirit was not free. I felt like I was being harnessed up. I felt like I was being challenged inside. I got to break loose from this. But I always felt unsteady about whether or not I'd be able to hold a train of thought and actually get through it. And so I wasn't doing it. So since somebody jerked on my chain real hard and told me to put more faith in the Holy Spirit, I decided this is Lent. And this is time for me to step forward with faith, just like I'm about to ask you to do the same. So if Lent is when we're supposed to get close to God, how do we do that? Well, in our gospel today, Jesus gives us some really good examples. The devil waits till he's hungry, and the devil comes and says, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, turn these rocks into stones and bread, and there's your food. And Jesus says, you can't live on bread alone. What he does is he quotes him a scripture from Deuteronomy. Now, he could have made the mountains collapse. He could have rose the dead. He could have done all kinds of things, miraculous things. But no, he quotes scripture. And we have access to the same scripture that he quotes from. So then what does the devil do? He takes him to the pinnacle of the temple. Throw yourself off. They'll catch you. And what does he say? No, don't tempt God. He quotes him another scripture. Again from Deuteronomy, and again it's available to us too. We don't have to raise mountains and raise the dead and everything else to impress God. All we have to do is use his words that's already in front of us if we want to protect ourselves from evil. Third thing he does, shows him all the kingdoms of the world. It's all yours if you'll fall down and worship me. Be gone. And he quotes him another scripture from Deuteronomy. Yesterday, Father Paul told me that those three scriptures, by the way, were three different scriptures that the Pharisees failed on. The Israelites failed on in their early life. And yet, with those three failed items, he chases the devil away. Each and every one of us could avoid evil if we knew the scriptures like Jesus did. Now, I know that he's God, he knows the book, he wrote it. But at the same time, it's there for us to read and learn it. But do we? So Lent is here. What do we do? Well, I'm not going to eat chocolate. I'm going to put a chocolate, every time I get a chocolate, I'm going to put it in a jar and I'm going to eat them all on day 41. What did you gain there? Yeah, there was a little bit of fasting, I agree. I'm all for fasting, by the way. I'm not against it. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to bring light to something. At the end of Lent, when you go back to eating the foods that you gave up for Lent, you're right back at the very beginning. You're just like the day before Lent. Nothing has changed in your life. But if you were to learn the scripture, if you were to learn the word of God and practice it, you would have that benefit in your life forever. Not just 40 days. It would stay with you forever. How do you do that? Well, you can go to a Bible study. You can learn there. You can read at home. You can read the Bible at home and have a good commentary, though, beside it, so it explains to you what you just read. Arm yourself against the devil. You see, the devil and God are a long ways apart for what they want out of your one for your soul and for your life. So the closer you get to God, the further you are away from Satan. And that should be every one of our goals. Because I'm going to tell you a little story. We all read, or we all hear the stories and the readings from the Bible by St. Paul. But Paul was Saul at the beginning. And Saul was persecuting the Christians, mostly just by killing them straight out. And he killed lots of them. And then he got introduced to Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. And Saul was changed forever. So if you take Saul and you plus the Holy Spirit equals Paul, there's been a change in this man. And what does he do? He takes Christianity to the entire world. Most of the New Testament is from letters from Paul. This man was instrumental at bringing Christianity to the world. And yet, and all it is Saul plus the Holy Spirit equals Paul. So who is Wes Turton? I'm just Wes Turton, that's it. Until you put the Holy Spirit in me, and then I'm Wes Turton plus the Holy Spirit equals Deacon Wesley Turton. So if I take your name right by itself, what do we have? We have your name. If we add the Holy Spirit to that name, what do we got? We don't even know. We don't even know where that could go. Could you imagine what this world would be like if there was a billion Pauls out there? There wouldn't be any war. There wouldn't be any starvation. There wouldn't be any poverty. There wouldn't be any corruption of any kind. Let's take a million or a billion, I should say, of Sauls. And what do we got? You don't even have Christianity. Each and every one of us is a Saul or a Paul. But what we have to do is we have to be introduced to the Holy Spirit. We got to open ourselves up that Holy Spirit will come within us. Excuse me. The Pharisees had a whole bunch of rules. And as long as you follow those rules, everything's okay. Everything's great. You're going to make it. This is awesome. That's all you have to do is follow these rules to the T and you make it. The Romans had a whole bunch of laws. And as long as you followed Roman law, you stayed out of jail and everything was good and everything is great. Jesus comes in and teaches the gospel the way it's supposed to be taught. And all of a sudden, within everybody is freedom. Freedom to get away from those rules and those laws that they've been punished by for years, for centuries. And now they have the freedom to go out and preach the word of God the way Paul was and the way Jesus was. That freedom is waiting for each and every person sitting right here in this church today. I even had to release myself and let the Holy Spirit come within me and then to expel itself out, to present itself. And I had to be brave enough to let that happen. And so will you, because your life will not change until you receive the Holy Spirit. In a few minutes, we're going to be saying that I'm going to say the peace, you know, let's show each other the sign of peace. So what are we going to do? Hey, buddy, how you doing? Haven't seen you since last week. How's things going? Did you watch the game this morning? It's not a hi. It's not a hello. It's not this. It's not this little glamour thing that you do in the middle of the street when you pass somebody. It's the peace of Christ that you're offering. You're distributing, you're displaying that you are within the spirit of Christ. And you're offering that to somebody else because Christians help each other, Christians support each other. When Christians work together, they can change the world. And I know there's people out there that's afraid. They're afraid. Well, I'm too old. Well, you know what? Let's sit down for a few minutes with the Bible and let's talk about the people that's older than the three oldest people in this church all put together. Okay? They're older than that and they were still doing wonderful things. We can't use that as an excuse. We can't use age, ability, or anything, because the Bible has absolutely wiped out all of that, because there's examples in there where those were all looked after. The only excuse that we have is within ourselves of what we do with it. You can't feel other people's fear and pain. All you can do is feel your own, and you think that it's subject to you alone. I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid to do that. Everybody's got those fears. I just distributed it to you a few minutes ago. Me too. But we better break out of that. Because I do not want Lent to end and be for me the same as it was at the beginning. I have to advance. I have to get closer to God. Father, the deacons and the priests do not stand up here and dump Lent on you. Here, you guys, give up your chocolates. Lent is for us too. It's for me, it's for Father Paul, it's for everybody. And it's what you're going to do with it is what's going to count in your life. This Lent is an opportunity for you. Some people will say, it's 40 days long. Some people will say it's 40 days short because there's not very much time to make the growth that we need to make. And that 40 days will go by very, very quick. Join me in the Lenten voyage. Our RCI people are sitting here in front of me, and for the last several weeks, months, they've been absolutely covered with information from the church. They could not possibly tell you in a few minutes what they've experienced and what they've learned. They have made growth beyond measure. Have we? Have we just stalemated and stopped in one spot? Or can we learn from them and learn to gain ground? There's about 35 days left now.
And I'll ask Anna Marie to come forward, please.
Reverend Father, these catechumens whom I now present to you are beginning their final period of preparation and purification leading to their initiation. They have found strength in God's grace and support in our community's prayers and example. Now they ask that they be recognized for the progress they have made in their spiritual formation, and that they receive the assurance of our blessings and prayers as they go forth to the rite of election celebrated this afternoon by Archbishop Stephen Hero.
Those who are to be sent to the celebration of election in Christ, come forward together with those who will be your godparents.
Rory Stewart Hanslip, Barbara Lynn Lukenbill, Cassidy Alice Umali, Tomalia Olubsola Grant, Nabraj Sapkota, Bruce Gordon Ferguson, Mercedes Brooke Cuglietta, Jamie Lynn Schweitzer, Tyson Caden Furnival, Tyran Mackenzie Douglas, Shay Ann Douglas, Jessiria Manubra Hassini, Francois David Bissette, Sabrina Benita Hartley, Caitlin Louise Hallows, Daniel Christopher Hallows, Zoe Sheehan Lowe, Cole Peyton Macbeth, Nora Everly Smith, Robert Edward Tarrant, Henry Joseph Tarrant, Io Vergara Amalier, Ender Vergara Amalier, Carrie Vergara Amalier, Florence Marion Paolini, Lucas Adrian Paolini.
My dear friends, these catechumens who have been preparing for the sacraments of initiation hope that they will be found ready to participate in the rite of election and be chosen in Christ for the Easter sacraments. It is the responsibility of this community to inquire about their readiness before they are presented to the Archbishop. So I turn to you, godparents, for your testimony about these candidates. Have these catechumens taken their formation in the gospel and in the Catholic way of life seriously? Have they given evidence of their conversion by the example of their lives? Do you judge them to be ready to be presented to the bishop for the rite of election? My dear catechumens, this community gladly recommends you to the Archbishop, who in the name of Christ will call you to the Easter sacraments. May God bring to completion the good work he has begun in you. My brothers and sisters, we look forward to celebrating at Easter the life-giving mysteries of our Lord's suffering, death, and resurrection. As we journey together to the Easter sacraments, these catechumens will look to us for an example of Christian renewal. Let us pray to the Lord for them and for ourselves, that we may be renewed by one another's efforts and together come to share the joys of Easter.
That these catechumens may be free from selfishness and learn to put others first, let us pray to